Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I did.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Reverend Dr. Alfie Wine coming at you from the Fort Worth, Dallas area. And I just want to say good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. So glad to have you sharing with me on this Monday morning. I want you to know my heart is excited. My soul is delighted. My spirit is ignited just to be with you on this Monday morning. So blessings, everyone. So glad that you are here on this Monday morning. I want you to know that if you want to call in, you can call in at 347-850-8854. Again, the call-in number is 347-850-8854. And you can call in and listen that way, or you can just listen either live or 24/7 on various places on the internet. I have it on my Facebook page, Alfie, A-L-F-I-E, Wines, W-I-N-E-S. It's on the Facebook page for the ministry, Living Water, Drinking Deeply. It's on the page that I have for Gospel Jazz. You might be able to pick it up under I Love Gospel Jazz. And also, it's out there on Twitter and LinkedIn and Google Plus as well. So I have several ways for you to connect and listen whenever it is convenient for you to do so. I know that if you have been listening regularly, you have noticed that I have been off the air for a couple of weeks now, and I just wanted to get back with you to thank everyone. We'll talk a little bit about that in a moment, but I have begun, you probably have noticed, that I have begun a Monday night Bible study. And I thought I would continue both the morning podcast as well as the one in the evening. And I have decided that I will focus on the one in the evening in the Bible study at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time right on Facebook. So, and that's on Facebook Live. So anyway, I wanted to get with you and let you know what was going on. I imagine you have missed me as much as I have missed you. I just had to make a decision in terms of where to focus my efforts. You know, we started in April of last year, April the 6th. And so that's been a little over a year, about a year and 4 months, that we have been together on this podcast in this particular way. Just a moment. So we have been together for quite a while, and we have talked about any number of things, and you know, some of the topics Awesome You, and we talked about the blessings of prayer, and any number of topics that we touched on along the way. He almost missed his blessing. That's one of my favorites about Naaman and the king who did miss his blessing because he was not visionary and he didn't get it. So we have just really delved into any number of topics and any number of passages of the scripture. And so I'm grateful for all of my listeners who have been listening during this period over the year. And then I'm also grateful for, excuse me, all right, let's try that again. I am especially grateful and want to give a shout out this morning to just a second. The One Positive Way team and Dr. Zarina Costello, who are the ones who got me started with online ministry. Perhaps you've heard me say that it was a conversation with Dr. Zarina Costello that we had, a year and a half ago or so now. And I happened to mention my desire to have a gospel jazz radio program. And she said to me that she knew someone who could help me do that. And so she introduced me to Steve McGoy and the One Positive Way team. And they were the ones who introduced me to online ministry. They taught me very patiently, I must say, how to work with this particular way to stream on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to give a special thank you and a shout out to them on this morning for blessing me with not only what I'm doing on Blog Talk Radio, but also really introducing me to the whole idea, the whole concept of online ministry. And certainly I had a vision many years ago of doing ministry beyond church, and yet at the same time all of this technology certainly was not available when I began to envision that. And yet now that we have all of this wonderful technology, it adds a whole new dimension, a whole new set of possibilities. And so I certainly have made a decision and made a commitment to follow those possibilities. And so it's for that reason that I have decided to discontinue. This is the last one that I'm going to do in the mornings. Of course, you can always go back and listen to the ones that have already been, cast on a podcast, I guess is the terminology. You can find them on my, on my Facebook pages and so forth. They'll still be, I want you to know that in terms of the live podcast, I'm going to discontinue that. I do want to let you know what I am working on. And one of those is a webinar, and the title of it is Take Back Your Life in 2016 with Alfie Wine, and that will be coming out in the very near future, as well as an edited book that one of my pastoral colleagues, you may know her, Reverend Denise Blakely. We are editing a prayer journal that seven of us put together. All of us are clergy women. And so we put this journal together, and we are in preparations for, of course, putting that out there for and making it available to you. So those are two projects that are going on in the that will be available in the very near future. In the longer term, there will be a follow-up book to the webinar, and the book is titled Take Back Your Life, How to Break Through When Life Breaks Your Heart. So any number of projects are in the works, and I am certainly enjoying this avenue of ministry and certainly want to share it with you. And again, I want you to know that I am forever grateful to Dr. Zarina Costello for connecting me with One Positive Way Radio and really introducing me to this whole, for me, new avenue for being available and ministering to people. You know, the gospel is such wonderful news. In fact, sometimes I think we think it's so good it can't possibly be true, and yet it is, and our faith certainly assures us of that. And that is that God loves us, that God created us, that Jesus is the one who also loves us, and who is God incarnate, who gave everything for us, including his life. In addition to that, we have, of course, the Holy Spirit that lives within us, leading us and guiding us if we will stop and listen and pay attention and be still and quiet. But that generally is how the Spirit within us works and communicates with us. The scripture that I want to address this morning is Psalm 103. That's Psalm 103. And this is such a powerful psalm about how God blesses us in so many ways. Of course, in the New Testament, Paul writes and lets us know that heaven has already given every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer. And that, of course, is basically the same thing that this writer, as far back as many years in the Psalm, in the Old Testament, of course, has that same theme. And, of course, in this particular one, it's outlined a little bit more in detail. So I want to share that with you this morning. But before I do, because I want to make sure I don't neglect to share this with you, and that is, I want to encourage you to create your own blessing list, your own gratitude list, for these certainly can help us be reminded of how blessed we are. Yes, we have issues, problems, and challenges. Yes, we have a lot of stuff that we have to deal with. But at the same time, if we can hold on to and remember the blessings of God that are present in our lives, it certainly uplifts us, and it certainly makes it easier for us to deal with the challenges that we all face. So I want to encourage you to make sure you have some kind of gratitude list. I have not only a gratitude list, I have one of the walls in my prayer room, actually it's a closet now, one of the walls on that I use to I put post-it notes and I put different blessings on those. I also have a joy cup. It's yellow because that's a happy color for me. It's a joyful color, reminds me of the sun. And I have a joy cup that I sometimes put things in. So whatever form that takes for you, I just want to encourage you to do something on a regular basis to remind you of God's blessings. Again, it can be a journal, it can be, little items in a joy cup that you write on a piece of paper. And what I do with mine is I fold them up. And then when I'm ready to be reminded, I open them up and it's like a lovely surprise that I had put in my joy cup. And then also, I encourage you as well, this is based on the movie War Room, to have your own prayer closet and have a place on that wall. Almost, it reminds me, of course, of the wall in Jerusalem, that last standing wall from the temple where people put their prayers in the wall. And so I know of churches sometimes that will have their own wall and a place for people to put their prayer request up there as well. So anyway, in the prayer room, you can certainly put those. I use post-it notes, but you use whatever works for you. And have a special place where you can live out of our spiritual self, whether we realize that or not. And the more connected we are with God, certainly the better quality of life that we can live. God certainly has given us a sound mind, and we can better exercise that sound mind when we are in tune and in touch with God. So now let me read some of this psalm. It's fairly long. I'm going to read some excerpts from it, not the whole thing. You can certainly read the whole thing at your leisure at whatever time is convenient for you. I'm going to read verses 1 through 14, and then I'm going to pick it up in 17 and 18. Again, I'm going to read verses 1 through 14, and then I'll pick it up again at 17 and 18. It goes like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. He acts his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, he has, so far has he removed our transgressions from honor, has compassion on his children. So the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. So I'm going to finish this out. I'm going to go ahead and read these last few verses. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens. He rules over all. Bless the Lord, you, his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his hosts, who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, what a wonderful, uplifting psalm regarding the blessing of God. And perhaps as I read that very first line, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Perhaps you thought of, as I did, of the song that Crouch wrote. Oh, I can't think of his first name right now. That Crouch wrote, the songwriter, the gospel songwriter. Of course, he did a lot of other things musically as well, but in the church, he's known for his gospel songwriting. And he passed fairly recently as well. But he left the church a wonderful body of music and a wonderful body of songs, including the one that starts, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I remember when I pastored, I wasn't a pastor at that time. I was a church musician at that time. And my friend Janice Brosehill was musician, shout out to you, Janice, if you're listening this morning, was a musician. Excuse me. And I was the director. And the choir would come in, they would stand at the back of the church, and they would sing this song. Andre is his first name. There it is. Andre Crouch. They would stand at the back and they would sing the song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. And it was just so beautiful. The acoustics were beautiful in the church, and the choir had wonderful harmony, and it brings joy to my soul just to remember that, how they would sing that, of course, and then process in as they went to the choir stand. What a wonderful, wonderful way to open the worship service. And so also a reminder to me of just how blessed we are. I want to encourage you to make your own list, in fact, and a list of A to Z. I want you to think of all of the blessings that you have and list them from A to Z. And I want you to think really broadly in terms of how God has blessed us. Sometimes our perspective on this is really, really narrow, and we don't realize how blessed we are. We don't realize how many people have a role in getting our blessings to us. And I just want to make us think comprehensively and what I mean by that. For example, we go in the store and we buy our Bibles, and but I don't know that we always remember the whole process of getting a Bible to us, not only the process of writing and editing it from ancient times, but also in our more contemporary times, the people who do the translation and the people who actually produce the physical Bible, and then there are people that market it, and, you know, there are the stores where we buy it. There's a whole, what's the word I want to use? Slew. There's a whole slew of people involved in getting our scripture to us. And that's just one example. Of course, you've got the people whose stories are told and all of that. Just a tremendous, I don't want to use the word group. Let me just say group. A tremendous group of people who are behind getting the word to us. Or, you know, we love music, many of us, and we listen to of course, we can get music in all kinds of ways now, on the internet and, of course, CDs and all of that. But I want you to think about music when you listen to it, and I want you to think about the musicians who make the music, who create the music, and their activity. I want you to think about all of the sound people who do the recording, and think of all of the people who actually put it together and get it to us. And of course, again, we have the stores and so forth that we go and we make these purchases, or maybe we make them online. Or, you know, there's even lots of music out there that we can listen to. You know, there's no cost online, and certainly we're grateful for the people who do that kind of podcasting with the music. So I want you to just think real comprehensively about all of our physical blessings, of all of our material blessings. But then I want to remind us that in the same way that we have a slew of material blessings and people that we're blessed by, I also want to remember that we have every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer. That's why I want you to make your list from A to Z, everything from courage and peace and love and hope, you know, all of those kinds of things, started with various letters from A to Z. And what that represents, of course, is the wholeness of the blessings that we have, that God has given us. So on this morning, I want to send all of these blessings out to you. I want you to remember, I want you to know that God has given you every spiritual blessing. I don't ever want you to lose sight of that. I want to make sure that you are aware of how blessed you are. And so on this morning, as we close, I want to, we're closing not only this particular podcast, but we are closing the Monday morning podcast, and I want you to know I will see you tonight for the Monday Night Study Live on Facebook. And so we actually can have more visual contact that way. And if you want to put in a comment, make sure you put that in to let me know you're there. Otherwise, I can see that many of you are listening, and I'm so glad and grateful for all of that. I should have said watching. I'm talking about the live Bible study on Monday night. So thank you for a wonderful journey together. I am so grateful. I would that I could touch base with each and every one of you and personally let you know how grateful I am to you. Again, a shout out to Dr. Zarina Costello, to Steve McGoy, to Barbara Forrest, to Terry Harris, to Yvonne Menez, and to Melissa Dean, I believe is her last name that's coming to mind, and so many others that we had such and have such a great time. Of course, periodically I'm with the team doing something, but I'm so grateful that they understand that I'm pursuing some other things, and so I'm not on One Positive Way as much as I have been. But I'm thanking God for all of you, and I'm sending all of you God's best blessings. Everyone who's listened, everyone on the team who got me started with this, I am just so, so grateful and grateful to all of my listeners. God's best to you now and always. May God bless you richly for the investment that you have made of your time, of your effort, for listening or for teaching me in whatever way you have contributed to this particular podcast. Now, as we close, I want you to know that God loves you more than you could ever imagine. I want you to know that God wants things for you more than you want them for yourself. I want you to know that God loves you so much it would take God an entire eternity to give you all of God's love. And then I want you to know that having received God's love, be sure to share God's love with someone else. So, yes, for sure, for sure, for sure, know that God loves you and wants good things for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. The Lord be gracious, gracious unto you. I'll see you tonight on Monday Night Bible Study. Blessings.
Okay, I did.
A breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you for just holding on. Just hold on. Change is coming. I feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Just hold on.
Things are possible to them that believe. Just hope.